Good morning. You're tuned into Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning with my two guests for the morning interview. I'm very happy to have with me Willa Johnson and Mel Beadle, both organizers, leaders of Sitka Pride. Thank you both for being here this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
It's great to have you both here in the studio talking about a month full of events. Coming up next month, June, is Pride Month, and you all do amazing work to make it a huge event here in Sitka as well. So I want to talk a little bit about what exactly Sitka Pride is. What is Pride Month? Maybe I'll turn to you first, Willa.
Yeah, so Sitka Pride is a group of volunteers here in Sitka, and we hold events both throughout the year and really focused in our June Pride Month. Events that help kind of build equality and respect and visibility for LGBTQ2+ and queer folks in the community. So we have Pride potlucks throughout the year, once per month. And then here coming up for June, we have a whole set of different Pride events, and we've kind of got something for everyone.
Speaking of everyone, I want to kind of start right there. Like, who is Pride Month for? Who should come to these events?
So, we know the original Pride was a riot, right? And that things have evolved a lot since then. And there's really, here in Sitka, the way I see Pride, and the way that I think that our group of volunteers is working towards visibility and belonging for youth and for everyone, that we can come together and have a space to just be and exist and be together in a time where it's hard. And we really are focusing on that, on building belonging. And with the potlucks, it's all about building community.
Okay.
So it's really for, there's a lot of events that are specifically for queer folks, but also we invite everyone to come out and support.
Okay, so allies are also welcome to most events.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's talk. This, I have a lovely calendar in front of me. I'm sure people can find them around town, and events also are on the KCAW community calendar. There are other places for people to find the events that are upcoming, which we'll mention as well. But I want to just highlight a few things. I want to start with the kickoff. When does the kickoff happen, and what will it be?
Oh, I'm so excited about this. It's June 6th is our first event. We're doing Our Stories by the Sea at the main rec shelter at Halibut Point Rec. And there will be a bonfire. We're going to tell stories. And we'll also have the sauna and, an optional for those who are comfortable to sauna and ocean dip.
Yeah, that sounds pretty delightful to me.
And we're really excited about this event. We've had a couple other Our Stories events in the past. We had at least one here in the Cable House at the Beak, and it was so full that there was like standing room only. So we're really excited to move the event outside this year, where as many people can come and there'll be plenty of space. And we have some storytellers lined up already, which we're really excited about. But we also have room for more storytellers.
So
if people are interested.
Yeah. How does that work? If you're a storyteller, if you want to come to the event and maybe tell a story, do you need to reach out ahead of time? Do you just show up? What does that look like?
Yeah, you can reach out ahead of time to just email sitkaprideak@gmail.com. Or if you feel inspired to get up and tell a story, people are welcome to do that at the event as well.
I want to ask if there are any memorable stories from past years that either of you remember.
Yeah, one that really stuck out to me was someone was talking about how they got their first flannel shirt in college and how that really helped them kind of find both their sense of style and also like validate their gender identity and their identity as a whole. And I think that's like when these stories really hit home for me is when folks kind of share these moments about their lives changing and finding kind of belonging and acceptance both within themselves and in the larger community of their queer identities.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Also so simple, right? Like the clothing that you wear, but what an impact it can make. There are a couple other things that we should highlight from this jam-packed month of events. Willa, I think you were particularly excited about one that's maybe more kid-focused. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, we're really, most of our events are open to all ages, but we're really excited to have one that's specifically for younger kids, so rising K through third graders. We're going to have Rainbow Storytime and Crafts on Saturday, June 14th at 10:30 a.m. At the library. And this event is going to have volunteers from Sitka Pride reading some different picture books about belonging and identity and pride. And then we'll also have some different craft activities for kids to do. And then we're really excited for this event with the support of the Friends of the Sitka Public Library to be able to offer free books for people who attend the event. We've got a books for a variety of ages in that K to three range.
Come for story time, but also get a book to take with you. And some crafts to do. And you said that'll be at the Sitka Public Library June 14th at 10:30 a.m. Sounds fantastic. I love how all ages are involved for this month of events. What are some of the other things coming up that listeners should know about?
So Gigi Monroe and the Juno Drag group are coming back to Sitka, and we love them. They're fantastic, like super professionals, high caliber performance artists. So if you haven't seen Gigi and the drag show at the Mean Queen, that's the 13th and 14th. We also have a Pride Prom, which is our first Pride Prom. And it's for all ages at the Blatchley Middle School on June 21st. So get your outfits ready.
And then there's going to be a final event. Is that true? Is it the final event, kind of, or the culminating event?
Yeah, maybe? We'll have a few events after that, but we kind of have one big day where we've got a couple different events happening, and that's June 28th.
Okay.
And that day is going to start off with our yearly Pride March. So we'll be starting at Totem Square and kind of having a little rally. We'll have a few speakers, and then we'll be marching as a group up to the roundabout and then back to Totem Square. We'll also have the opportunity for folks to get some rainbow flags to carry. And we really want everyone to come march with us. And so if you're identify as queer, that's great. Come march. If you're an ally, come march. If you're only in town for a day, you should still come march with us.
And if you don't have a sign and you want to have a sign, you could come early. You guys are going to do some sign making.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, we'll have some sign making at 11:30 at Totem Square. So if you don't have stuff at home, just show up a little bit early and we'll get you a sign to carry.
Cool.
And that kind of starts off the big day. And then that evening, we're going to have our Pride Variety Show.
Yeah, and this event, I love helping produce this event. It's all ages, all types of artists come out and perform at the Pride Variety Show. It's June 28th at 7 p.m. at the Sheikha Kwan Nakahiti. It's all ages and pay what you can. No one's turned away for lack of funds. If anyone would like to perform, please reach out. We still have an open call for artists. Singing, poetry, dancing, comedy, anything.
Okay, cool. So any kind of performance art that you can do on the stage.
That's PG-13.
Okay, because this is for, a certain age group.
Yeah.
And you were mentioning before we came on the air, let's see, about the hosts. I want to hear a little bit about that.
Last year we had two graduating seniors that hosted, and they performed one of their drama pieces. And it was so good, and it's just so wonderful that we really work hard to incorporate people of all ages in the variety show. So if you're a teen or if you're a parent of a teen, please let them know that this is a space for them to perform as well.
And it's a really welcoming atmosphere. Like, whatever you perform, people are going to love it and they're going to cheer for you.
Okay. Fantastic. Let's see. And that's not the end of that day. Then you go from there to a dance party.
21 plus and the Mean Queen, Elena, I don't know her DJ name. I don't know.
Yeah, she'll be DJing. We're really thankful for the Mean Queen for providing some space, especially for our 21 and over events. They've been a really great partner in Pride stuff, and they've been having Pride activities in Sitka even before Sitka Pride was formally a group. So
excellent. Yeah. Okay. Well, I want to mention for listeners one more time, sitkapride.ak@gmail.com is where people can email if they're interested, if they have questions, but if they want to participate in some way. And then you can also find the information on Facebook and Instagram at Sitka Pride.
Yeah.
And look for posters around town, I imagine. Check out the KCAW community calendar. Any other ways people should?
Those would be our main ways. Yeah.
Or come find us.
And we do also, we have a Sitka Pride listserv. So if that's something you're interested in getting added to, show up to one of our events, or you can email us at sitkapride, ak@gmail.com. And we're also seeking some volunteers for a bunch of these events. So if you're interested in helping out, if you're an LGBTQ person who's looking to give back to your community, we would love your help. And if you're an ally looking for ways to support the queer community, volunteering at some of our events is a really great way to do that.
Amazing. Okay, wonderful. Well, I've been speaking with Willa Johnson and Mel Beadle all about Sitka Pride, which is happening next month. Thank you both for coming in this morning.
Of course.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.